はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第25回日本文化レッスンでございます。ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 25. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Joining us on Saturday for Japanese culture class is the one and only Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san.
こんにちは。
こんにちは。The one and only Yoshi or Chigusa?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Very nice.
Oh, Yoshi, bringing back good memories. Well, it's really good to have you here. Because Yoshi-san, what are we talking about today?
防災の日.
Disaster Prevention Day. And when we're talking about disaster, nobody else comes even close to Yoshi-san. In this case, we can say the one and the only Yoshi-san.
Very nice.
Okay, Chigusa-san, when was Disaster Prevention Day?
Yesterday, September 1st.
And why was it held yesterday?
Because of the Kanto Daishinsai.
The Great Kanto Earthquake.
Yes.
When did this earthquake occur and what happened?
It happened on September 1st, 1923.
What happened that left such a long-lasting impact on people's psyche?
Well, because of this earthquake, there were 1.9 million victims and over 105,000 casualties.
So 1.9 million people were affected in some way by this earthquake.
Right.
That's an amazing number.
Yes.
And if you remember, we're talking about 1923 numbers. Now, we went and we got the data. The population, Japan's population in 1923 was 58 million, about half of what it is today. And also, we believe Tokyo's population was about 4 million. 1.9 million, that's about half of the people in Tokyo were affected by this earthquake.
Yes.
Half.
Half.
That's kind of like the equivalent of 8 or 9 or 10 million people being affected by some kind of, knock on wood, disaster occurring in Tokyo today.
Yes.
Can you believe those numbers?
Unbelievable.
So, again, remember, these numbers we're throwing at you, this is, again, if you think in 1923 context... It's just amazing. And this is why, to this day, it's still remembered and Disaster Prevention Day is marked every year. Now, Yoshi-san, when we say Disaster Prevention Day, what are we talking about here? What goes on this day?
I think at schools or at different companies, they all practice what would happen in the event of disasters.
Unfortunately, at our company, we don't have time to... practice drills and other things what we should do in the case of an emergency. And it's kind of this self-centered thinking that has left a lot of people unprepared for a major disaster. Chigusa-san, what did we do yesterday?
We were eating cookies.
We didn't do anything.
Nothing.
So pretty much a lot of people fall into this category. They don't think it's going to happen to them. Also, construction has gotten better, so people feel safer in these new apartments, in these new complexes. Again, the architecture at that time, many of the houses were wood. There was a huge fire after the earthquake itself that did almost as much damage as the earthquake. And people kind of have this false sense of security, and it kind of leads to this being unprepared. So this day, one, people practice. Two, they also are reminded on this day, listen, a disaster can happen. You should be prepared. Now watch this little survey we're going to do here. Yoshi-san, the government recommends you have certain things prepared in the case that an earthquake occurs or a tsunami or some kind of natural disaster. What do you have prepared at home?
I have TV.
Wrong answer.
Oh no.
What does your earthquake kit or natural disaster kit look like?
Flashlight?
Wow, that's a lot better than Yoshi or myself, because I too don't have anything. And I also don't really know what to do in the case of a disaster, in the case of an emergency. So today, why don't we talk a little bit about this? Now, you mentioned flashlight. Right here in front of us, we have a list that Yoshi-san got, the official government website. Mm. On the list, it has many things that the government recommends you have. Flashlight is one of them.
Yay!
Now, let's see if you can guess what else is on there. Chigusa-san, let's see what you got.
Water?
We got a winner. That's on there. Lots more to go. What else? So we have flashlight, water. Try again.
Like bread? Bread, like not normal bread, but like...
You're sinking. I don't know. What kind of bread? Crackers?
No, like food.
Let's go to the judge on this. Yoshi-san, are we going to allow this answer?
Do you mean like your favorite steamed pancakes?
No. Like there's kampang in Japanese, right? Kampang is like 非常食. But I know there's a word called 非常食.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it's my final answer.
You're right.
Whoa!
You're right.
What number on the list?
3. Pita-san, right? You were wrong.
I know. Well, I just was trying to test it to see if she was just throwing it out there or she really knew. You know? Because a lot of people, they're not sure. They kind of like, they say something and they're waiting for your response. So I just figured I'd test her a bit.
I see.
Chigusa, you're really good. You actually have the top 2 answers.
Yay!
Water and bread.
See, I'm smart.
Chigusa, we knew that already. Now, we'd love to play this game all day because we know that Chigusa can get them all, but what we're going to do now is have Yoshi-san run down the rest of what the government recommends you have in the case of a disaster. Yoshi-san, give us the rest.
The flashlight, as Chigusa-san mentioned.
Top 3, Chigusa-san.
Yay.
Next up.
Inkan.
Seal. Japanese use a seal for signing everything. Bank documents, leases, mortgages. If you need to move some important stuff, if you need important documents, you're going to need the seal in most cases. Especially, this is related to the next couple. Chigusa-san?
Genkin. Cash.
Cash. Yoshi-san, how much cash you have lying around the house?
A whole bunch that I can't even grab by myself.
Without the coins, like, you know, bills. How many bills? We know you got the coins lying around.
A lot. I'm really prepared.
Yeah, give me an idea. Give me a rough number.
A whole bunch.
Oh, we're not getting anything. Chigusa-san, how about you?
About 20,000.
I'm lucky if I have 20,000 on any given day, and that's in my wallet. At home, I have no cash. Zero. And the government recommends that you keep some on hand because usually when disasters happen, not usually, but there are times when disasters happen, supply chains break down, and all of a sudden you have these huge spikes in prices just for regular commodities. So the government recommends you have some cash. And one more thing recommended that has to do with banks.
Your bank book.
In Japan, you need your bank book. The small thing that keeps track of how much you're withdrawing and putting in electronically. You would need this to get cash out or to kind of prove things in case the whole system went down. So it recommends you take this too. So lots of financial things they recommend you grab. I remember seeing some comedies on Japanese TV when there's an earthquake or they're showing some kind of disaster. The first thing people run for is their seal and bank book. Next we have...
First aid kit.
Yeah, something simple would probably work best. Band-aids, some tape, some other things. Yoshi-san, do you have one of those at home?
Of course not.
Yeah, and it's true. That's what I'm in the same boat. I don't have it. I've got lots of medicine for colds and other things, but no first aid kit.
You should get them today.
I should have gotten them yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But if I didn't get them yesterday, I don't know if they... Chigusa-san, don't you have the next one to read?
Okay. Next we have... Can opener.
Your son, do you have one?
The electric can opener?
Which the government doesn't recommend because if the power's out, you can't use it? That's the one, yeah.
That's right. No, I don't have one. I mean, there might be one in the drawer, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Before we tell you what the government recommends, let's finish these off. Chigusa-san, can you just run down the list?
Knife, clothes, lighter.
Which is much safer than just having some matches around.
Instant ramen. Blankets. Radio.
A radio.
Radio.
This could be a crucial source of information. So in the digital age, I can tell you I don't have a radio. a radio working on batteries would be a really safe bet.
Food? Helmet?
Helmets?
Helmet.
Yoshi-san, why did this one make the list? Any ideas?
Yeah, you know, like a whole bunch of different things could be falling off or falling down.
When you're walking down the street, parts of buildings and stuff, or if you're in a building that's creaking or not doing too well.
Right.
Right.
Makes sense to me now. Thank you very much.
Batteries?
Lots of batteries. Again, we take, in a digital world, we take for granted that we just plug everything in, it works fine, but batteries.
That's it.
Now, that's what the government recommends. We also did some research on our own, and we found some earthquake kits you can buy online. Yoshi-san, what was the going rate, the average rate for an earthquake kit?
From 5,000 yen to like 20,000 yen.
And these kits, did they have most of the stuff the government recommended?
Yeah, pretty much. Except those, you know, personal stuff like bank book or the seal. But everything else, pretty much.
So if you have one of these and you actually put your bank information, I don't know if you want to do that, but if you keep one of these kits on hand, you know where your bank information is and your seal, you'll be in a lot better position. All right, now we're preaching it. We got to go do it. Yoshi-san, we're going to get earthquake kits.
Okay.
Okay, now let's get some data out here to back up what we were talking about. We found a survey online, and in this survey, they asked people if they were prepared. They asked them a bunch of questions. Let's introduce you to some data to kind of show you what the average person thinks about these disaster cases and if they really think it's in the realm of their possibilities. Chigusa-san, what was the first question on this survey?
The first question is, do you have any preparation for disasters?
And what was the amount of people that said they haven't really done any preparation?
41.5%.
And out of that 41.5%, what percent were people living alone?
66.2%.
So I think this is the most probable, like these people are the most at risk. You know, you're living alone, you don't really think about yourself. So families are a bit more concerned about not so much themselves, but their kids or other people. So that was the first thing. Almost half the people haven't done anything at all to prepare in Japan, the world's most likely country to be hit by an earthquake. Yoshi-san, what do we have next?
The next one is, have you bought any of those goods?
Meaning the goods we just talked about, the flashlight, the batteries, and this would be specifically for an earthquake as opposed to just swinging by the store and picking them up for yourself. The response to this was 63% of households have not bought anything specifically for this. Now, this differs from the last question because in the last question, we had in there preparations. Maybe you plan an escape route or you have some kind of plan where to meet at the hospital or some kind of other things. But here, 63.4% have done nothing. And actually, we're in that group, guys. That means you, Chigusa. That means you, Yoshi.
Mm.
We fall into this group.
That's a shame.
We're laughing, but yeah, kind of, we definitely shouldn't be because it's a bit of a serious topic,
Yes. Especially
in Japan. Just Thursday, there was an earthquake. And what was scary about that earthquake was it was in Tokyo Bay, under the water, which makes it possible for a tsunami to hit. And a 4 on the Richter scale. So just kind of tells you that we had an earthquake the day before Disaster Prevention Day. Then we had Disaster Prevention Day. And today we're talking about it. And I can say that with a bit of confidence that I don't think every one of us will go buy a kit at the end of the show. Now, finally, last thing today, I'm going to ask you about a number. And let's see who knows about this number. Chigusa-san, Yoshi-san, if I say 171, 171, and I say NTT, does it ring any bells? Does it have any meaning for you?
I think I've heard of it before, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Yoshi-san?
No, I don't know.
Well, let's have you call and find out what it is.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. Chigusa-san, before Yoshi-san fills us in, what do you think it is?
I think I've seen it on TV commercial once.
And what's it related to?
Something about leaving messages in case of disasters, I think. Or like leaving messages and listening to it. I don't know about the details, but I think I've seen it once on TV before.
That makes 1 of 3 today that knew about that. I didn't know about that either. Now, this is an NTT service. Yoshi, can you tell us about this? Okay. You just called. Tell us all about it.
So you can dial 171 and Then the lady says, it's a message center, something like that. And you can dial 1 to leave a message, and you can dial 2 to listen to the messages. And also, by dialing 3 or 4, you can leave a message and listen to the messages.
And this is a really unique feature because sometimes you can't directly call to somebody. So you can call to NTT, get the information there. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we're going to have everything we covered today, plus more about 171, which is specifically for disaster messages. All right. So Chigusa-san, Yoshi-san, are we going to go buy kits?
Yes, definitely. I think my parents got one recently, I think.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Well, that takes you up the list. You're all set.
No, but maybe there's only 2 of them. I think we all need one for ourselves, right?
I see how you take things. Every man and woman for themselves.
Yeah.
Get your own kit, Dad. Well, Yoshi-san, we should remember that. We should bring him to the studio because we're not sure what's going to happen when things go down and Chigusa is in the room. Okay, Yoshi-san, how about you?
Yes, of course.
And I will let you know next week what happened with me. All right, that's going to do it for today.
Mata ne.
Mata ne.